A few weeks later, Smith told Strauss he was determined to write a dissenting report. Working late each night until midnight, Smythe waded through the Gray report and the hearing transcript, a stack of papers 4 feet high. To help him in this task, he requested the assistance of 2 AEC staff aides. Nichols warned one of these aides, Philip Farley, that the job would harm his career, but Farley courageously went to work for Smythe anyway. By June 27th, Smythe had produced a draft of his dissenting opinion, only to learn that the final majority opinion had been so completely rewritten as to require him to redraft his own. Beginning at 7 p.m. on Monday, June 28th, Smythe and his assistants began writing a completely new dissent. He had merely 12 hours to meet the AEC's self-imposed deadline for submission of the final opinion. As they worked through the night, Smythe could see through the window a car parked outside his house. 2 men were sitting inside the car, watching the house. Smythe thought that someone from the AEC or the FBI had sent them to intimidate him. "You know, it's funny I should be going to all this trouble for Oppenheimer," he told one of his assistants late that night. "I don't even like the guy much."